powerful tool that serves you and your family every day. But how do you juggle all of life's demands, raise a family, and keep your house under control? That's what this show is all about. Welcome to the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Megan Smith, Midwest mama who is obsessed with getting rid of crap and passionate about realistic problem solving. And I'm here to help you transform your unique spaces by giving you permission to make intentional decisions that empower you to confidently stress less and live more. Welcome back to the Stress Less Podcast. Spring is hopefully going to be here before we know it. And with it comes that urge to refresh and reset our homes. But let's be honest, when you really think about all the things you could do to spring clean your home, it can feel like such an impossible task when life is already so busy. Like as if keeping up with our house to keep it at like the functioning baseline isn't enough. Let's add the deep part of the cleaning to it. Today, I'm going to be talking about honestly preparing ourselves for spring cleaning, not actually doing the spring cleaning, but just thinking about how you might manage it and how you might make your to-do list a little bit more realistic. So I'm going to be sharing a few real life strategies on how to help you declutter and clean and reset your home in a way that works for your family. I'm going to be talking about a way to organize your tasks. I'm going to be sharing about my favorite products, like cleaning products, and then my favorite cleaning tools. And this is really just an episode to think about like setting yourself up for success when the spring cleaning urge actually gets here. Like if you live where I live, we are in like the negative 30s, it seems like this week. But just around the corner, it is supposed to warm up. So it'll get there. We'll get there, I promise. But if we just take some time to think about how we might want to tackle spring cleaning in our homes now and maybe get the supplies and the products on hand to make this easier, then if we can just think about what we want to accomplish ahead of time instead of just diving right in and then kind of having to backtrack, like it'll just be much more seamless and easier to handle if we just take some time to be intentional about how we want to go about spring cleaning our homes. And I'd really like to invite you to use this episode as a resource to come back to when you're actually ready to tackle a spring cleaning project. The idea of starting fresh is exciting, but the execution can feel like too much, especially if you are like me and if you have ADHD. Like our brains love the idea of spring cleaning. It's like a project and you just want to start it and you just want to do it until maybe you get bored with it. Like sometimes we just struggle with the follow through or like that last 5%. We might hyper focus on one area and then burn out. We might start strong but leave half finished projects. And we might get stuck in decision fatigue about what to keep and what to toss and what to donate. So our goal here is to just make spring cleaning doable. The goal is never perfection. I was listening to one of Jade Boyd's podcast episodes. Her podcast is The Business Edit, and her guest, Anna Dearman Cornick, shared this to-do list quadrant that has been so helpful for me. And I wanted to share it here just because I think when you're thinking about taking on a big task, and if you're taking some time to think about how to go about it, using this quadrant might help you prioritize like what you need to get done. So in the quadrant, you split your to-do list up into tasks that are must-do tasks, tasks that are should-do tasks, tasks that would be considered could-do tasks, and then the last one is want-to-do tasks. And this has been so helpful for me to prioritize my to-do list. Like a lot of times I want to work on the tasks that will give me the quick check mark on my list. And when I really must be doing something that actually has a deadline or something that needs to be done first so that other things can be accomplished after that task. So when you are thinking about all the things that would make your house feel really good when you start to spring clean, try using the must-do, should-do, could-do, and want-to-do list to help you decide what to prioritize. And then take a look at your must-do items and see what would work best for you to start with. Once you tackle each of your must-do projects, then you can reevaluate what to move on to next. Either you can just move on to the should-dos, or you could reevaluate where all your tasks need to fall now that the initial must-dos are taken care of. Your home should feel functional, not frustrating. It's time to hit the home refresh button with Clarity On Call, my 4-week virtual home organization program designed just for busy moms like you. This isn't another checklist or guide. This is personalized support on demand. Through the Voxer app, I'll be your go-to coach, helping you declutter, reorganize, and optimize the spaces in your home that matter most. Think of it as having a good friend in your corner, guiding you every step of the way. You'll be equipped with a clear, step-by-step roadmap to transform your space. Together, we'll identify what matters most to you and design a setup that maximizes efficiency without the overwhelm. With weekly check-ins, attainable to-do lists, and product recommendations, I'll help you stay on track so you can finally make your home work the way you need it to. Sign up by February 28th to get Clarity On Call for only $237. The program starts on March 3rd, and spots are limited. Head to the link in the show notes to grab your spot. Let's turn your frustration into function and create a home that finally works for you. Now, again, we're just setting ourselves up for success with this episode. So I'm going to share a little bit about my favorite cleaning products. And honestly, I'm just going to start by saying everything I do that has to do with cleaning my house all comes from Go Clean Co. You just have to go to her Instagram. They also have a YouTube channel. But Sarah, first of all, she's like a hilarious, like entertaining follow anyways. But I think I have bought all of her guides, or at least the downloads back when they were just downloads and not actual physical products. But go follow Go Clean Co. for all things related to cleaning. But what she uses or recommends a lot of times when you're cleaning is just like bleach and powdered Tide, Mr. Clean when you're in the kitchen with like cutting grease, and then the Clorox like bathroom spray. I feel like using those like really can cover like my whole house. I haven't totally dove deep into like the free and clear, non-toxic cleaning supplies. So like if that's what you're looking for, don't come to me. Go find somebody else who knows what they're talking about with that. But these products have really worked well for me to just get my house to a level that I need it to be at. Some of my favorite cleaning tools are, recently, I've talked about my microfiber carbon cloths. Those like are just, they impress me every time. You only have to use water and this microfiber carbon cloth to wipe down your windows, and they are so clean. And then the one thing I do like feel a little bit ridiculous about is that I do have 3 vacuums that I love, but I feel like they all have their own purpose. So one is my stick vacuum, which of course came from Go Clean Co. when Sarah did like, I can't remember if it was the Olympics at that time, but she like went head to head with all these different stick vacuums, and whatever year I bought one, it was based off of her recommendation, and it is awesome. Of course, I'll leave links for all of these products in the show notes, but a stick vacuum that you can just quickly get like dry messes or, you know, do your kitchen floors quick. Love that one. But a regular vacuum, I have a Shark vacuum that I'm pretty sure it's like a Shark rotator or something like that. I'm pretty sure we got it for our wedding. So that was almost 10 years ago. Still going strong. Still love it. And then another Go Clean Co. recommendation is a Bissell Zing vacuum. It is just so awesome for honestly like baseboards, and it just has so much suction power, but just is like so much more handy to use than like the big clunky Shark regular vacuum. I don't know. You can't really like, don't knock it till you try it. Last summer I did get a Tin & Co. I call it a Tin & Co. I've heard other people say Tine Co. I honestly have no idea how to say it, but it is a vacuum and a mop. I mostly just use it for the mopping feature, and like I don't use it to intentionally get like suck up things as a vacuum, but I really do love it. I especially love using it at our cabin when I'm cleaning and turning it over for our short-term rental guests, but it has made cleaning floors like in when I'm not doing a deep clean. I really like that one. The other one, I think it's the O-Cedar mop bucket, also Go Clean Co. That with hot water and powdered Tide. that's when I'm like, if I really want to get the floors clean, I'll use that just to make sure. I just feel like I have a little bit more control over like how hard I'm scrubbing and stuff like that. But and then my two most recent ones that I got around Christmas time for cleaning tools was a steam cleaner. Literally, it had been on my list for months and I already love it, like obsessed with it. I wish I could stay home from work and just steam clean different parts of my house because it's just so satisfying. And then another item I got was a spin brush. I'm sure you've seen them on TikTok, like the brushes that spin and you don't really have to like, you know, completely use like your elbow grease. So I really do like using that one just like on showers and bathtubs and things like that. So other great things to have around when you are spring cleaning your house is a catch-all basket. I like to throw things in there when you're relocating items while you're cleaning. And then, of course, like Clorox cleaning wipes, just the stuff that using wipes to quickly wipe down things. So like I said, this is an episode where we're just setting ourselves up for success when it comes to spring cleaning. Remember to think about everything that you would want to accomplish when you're spring cleaning your house, and then try out the must-do, should-do, could-do, and want-to-do list, the quadrant list, to prioritize your list. And then make sure that you have all of your cleaning products like stocked and ready to go when the energy hits you. And check out my favorite cleaning tools in the show notes to see if any you need to add anything to your toolbox to make spring cleaning feel a little bit more effortless. Spring cleaning doesn't have to feel overwhelming. Just think about different ways that you could start small. And in the next episode, you'll have to come back here and we'll be talking about where to start, how to get some quick wins. And we're going to talk about spring cleaning for moms who have a lot going on. And of course, we'll talk about decluttering and some seasonal resets and swaps. So be sure to tune in for that one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Stress Less Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, tagging me at Megan Smith Stress Less. Sharing your takeaways from this episode on Instagram will help more moms like you discover helpful episodes and learn how to make motherhood feel more manageable. Don't forget to check out the show notes for tools and resources mentioned in today's episode. I'll talk to you soon on the Stress Less Podcast.